Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello.
Hello.
Each other in the pub, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
We were drinking together. We went to the same concerts and to the same clubs. And we were always the last to leave, so.
We're still.
Yeah, we still are. We were very young when we started, and we considered ourselves very cool. And now we're old, and we're getting cooler every year.
Yeah, we are cool guys.
Well, we just try and remain as cool as possible under all circumstances.
My new girlfriend is 28.
But what is
cool?
Yeah,
that's cool. Okay.
But the main thing is, you know, we started the band when we were young guys.
Fresh young guys.
It's nearly 16 years ago now, and we've been going strong since. And we just try to live up to our name. In Amsterdam, there's a lot of, at the time there was a big club scene based around jazz music. In the beginning of the 90s, there was a lot of jazz music which was connected to the dance floor at the time, and we met each other there, and Frank came along from the salsa scene with Leslie. That was still pretty big then in Amsterdam, wasn't it?
Yeah, now it's finished, but then it was very big. Yeah, you could play four times a week with a salsa band. And then the DJs took it over. Then we started the band.
Yeah. We sort of like came up with, together with the big DJ thing. We figured we could do that much better live.
We don't have any rules.
There's eight people in our band. Eight people. So he says rock and roll. Someone else will say something else. So that's always what's happening in the band. We always have discussions about what we're going to do. And in the end, it just sounds like a new cool collective because everybody is able to add their own little part. So there's not really a set. We don't have a concept of what we want to do. The only concept we have is that everything is possible. There's not any kind of music that we won't be willing to try. We're making a new album now, and we've recorded a ska tune as well, which is actually it's a very nice tune, but it's not really normal rock steady. It's also got Latin in it, and there's all kind of stuff that we're working on. It's not a concept. We just like to play, and we enjoy playing for audiences. You know, we enjoy playing for audiences all over the world. And up until now, everybody has enjoyed our concerts as well. So.
Inspirations are the records we know. That's the big inspiration. And when we're making tunes, it's a hard time because we don't like each other. We are fighting.
And finally, in
the studio, when we had to record, it's very simple. We record.
There has to be enough space to improvise because we are not a band that enjoys playing 3-minute songs in a very arranged way. You know, we like to open things up and to be able to play. We do sets for like 2 hours. We just like to play. So if everything is very structured in that sense, then it's boring after two gigs. You know, you have to be able to open the music up and to improvise as a band. Otherwise, we would have never lasted for this long. Every day and enjoy it still. You know, I've been playing since I was 12 years old. You've also been playing since you were 14 or something.
But I don't like to study.
No, he'd rather not study.
like to go to dance parties. We like to go to where the DJs are and get wasted there.
Yeah,
we did it a lot.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's.
We like the atmosphere. The
and it's also nice, you know, a lot of good DJs that play records for us, and we can relate to it and it's and make something of our own from that. That's what we've been doing. But it goes. It's not only dance music, you know. It's also we made a very good album with Tony Allen. I don't know if you know Tony Allen, ex-drummer from Fela Kuti's band. Who's now with The Good, The Bad and The Queen.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he brought in a whole new influence in the band that took us in a completely different direction. So we've been together for such a long time, we're like a big sponge, you know, everything we hear we can do stuff with and we can work with in our own way, which is a very good feeling. Dizzy Gillespie wrote a wonderful book, his autobiography called To Be or Not to Bop. And in that book, he is very, he says the wise words that the future of jazz is not in playing faster or more difficult or whatever, but in mixing styles. That was his idea of the future of jazz. And I think he's perfectly right, spot on, because that's
spot
what's
on.
Happened. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You look at the interesting stuff that's happening in jazz music. It's I think is the stuff that is combining genres, you know, mixing different kinds of music. And personally, I find jazz music that is just built on skill and fast, you know, if I'm was faster than and better and all that stuff, you know, it's not what I like to listen to. I like to listen to music that is fresh, not people who are virtuosos. So that's where I think music is going, and that's why I think New Cool Collective is also working so well, because we have ears, these things, and we tend to use them.
Yeah.
We come to Hungary and we're in the bus listening to music on the radio, and it's straight away it's like, ooh, that's nice. What is that? We'll be right back.
it's Mungo Santa Maria, and he played with all the big jazz players in that time.
Yeah, he's the best. And for me, so many people. All kinds of people. My main idol was Charlie Parker, and from that, it went all over the place.
There we go!
What's happening now is rock and roll.
Yeah,
it's,
thank God.
All the DJs in the house DJs, it's boring, and now it's rock and roll. Young kids who are playing their ass off, that's happening now in Amsterdam.
That's good.
Do you like the bands there, or this new rock scene? I mean, this
they're really
very
great.
Much.
Yeah, they're really great.
Certainly.
And
we're also trying it now.
Are we in your music nowadays?
Yeah.
We got a lot more guitar stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna play rock and roll.
Gonna rock the boat, baby. played, well, we played like concert halls in Moscow, we played in jazz festivals in Vancouver, we played in discotheques in Kenya, we played in all over, and we just...
With the same show?
Yes, yeah, yes, yes, the same, show. Same stuff.
And it works everywhere where yeah. we play, so it doesn't matter.
You can't have it.
No, but I mean, there's
it depends on ourselves. When we have a lot of energy, the audience get they get it. Seagate was okay. One of the best yeah. festivals we played on because it's so funny, all the tents in the middle of the stages.
Yes,
it was really funny.
And no rules.
And then we had one day off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a hard time.
That was
but
a
we
great
love it.
We want to. We would love
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we would love to come back.
I think that. I mean, we had a very good gig there, and everybody loved us. We were playing in a jazz venue, and everyone was dancing and screaming.
Yeah.
So we'd love to do that again. We're yeah. much better now than we were. We've gotten much better. Making a new CD.
I am making a new CD, yeah.
It has to be finished in 3
shit.
Weeks.
Oh, shit. We have to work, man. Yeah, we have to make some new songs.
Yes.
We have to rehearse this week.
Yeah, we have to rehearse.
But everybody is so busy, it's very difficult.
But we have some very nice new material.
Yeah.
And that CD is going to be finished in May. May.
Yeah, May.
May. It's going to be released end of April or something.
And then we have to play.
And then we got a little concerts all over the place.
This one's called Weekend Bizarre. Come on.
guita gua para que luna el guasua yo.
Ae, para que luna el guasua yo.
Aguita gua para que luna el guasua yo.
Ae, para que luna el guasua yo.
Aguita gua para que luna el guasua yo.
Ae.
Thank you. Akárki is tette, nem ússza meg szárazon.
Vissza vagy megdöntetek valamennyire!
Fussjon le! Csináljátok, amit mond!
A büdös rohadt életbe.
A kivezető utakat lezártuk. A határát kelő helyeket fokozottan ellenőrizzük.
Én vagyok a különleges műveleti csoport főparancsnoka. Két emberemet lelőtték, én innen el nem megyek.
Van még egyetlen a KS?
Májt a parancsnok.
Beszél múlt időben, amíg nincs holtest.
Tűzvonalban. Hétfőn este 9 órakor a Duna Televízióban. A férfihoz a hasán keresztül vezet az út.
Antónia a szakácsnőnk. Utánozhatatlan a konyhában.
Amikor elvágtad a kakas nyakát, nagy hatással voltál rám.
És látom, hogy milyen jó ízűen eszik.
Ismer minden titkos receptet.
Éljen az ifjú pár!
Egy jó szakácsnő mindig tartogat meglepetéseket.
Mi az a füzet?
Ja, a háztartási könyvem. A titkaimat őrzöm benne.
Titkokat? Ez a regény remek.
Olyan, amilyet az ön férje nem tudott megírni. Ki akarom adni a kéziratot? Csodálatos.
Háztartási könyv. Olasz film szerda este 9 órakor a Duna Televízióban.